Jeff.
Stein's our national and presidential expert, noted author. Find his books over at Next Chapter Books and TotallyIowa.com. The Iowa Politics Report and the Iowa Business Report come to us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I am well, Matthew. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. Although, I mean, I know you're probably going to disagree with me on when we get into this first topic here. I was just talking talking quite a bit about the fact that I was watching a little bit of this Jordan Klepper thing where he was talking about Hungary and the run to an autocratic system in Hungary, which does exist over there, and the appeal within the Republican Party of what's going on in Hungary right now and their dictator that's in charge over there. The reality is that I think if you step back and you look at what is allegedly American democracy, that it's already so much been warped and broken that we are no longer a democracy. And to give the Republicans credit, they have morphed this system into a system where through judicial picks, through limiting who can vote, through the media that they control pretty much nationwide, that they have been able to, you know, create a system where it's a very different set of rules for them than it is for the Democrats. And with that, I think we are starting to see the definitive slide into much more of an autocratic regime, especially when Republicans get full power.
Well, there's an issue with straight democracy. I mean, this has never been a democracy. It's a democratic republic. Mm-hmm. Now, have there been, have we bastardized this with what's happened in the last generation? That's a fair point. Have these two major political parties done their part of self-perpetuation to where they have taken us away from what would be a better system? I don't want to say taken us away from what the founders intended, because maybe that wasn't the best way to do things 250 years later. But I think that I will go this far with you. Anyone who sits and says that there is no threat to the system because of people who have their own agendas, that is a fallacy. I mean, there are obviously people who have their own agendas, and it is not consistent with what we might have thought even 50 years ago.
I look at, okay, you have Jenny Thomas, you know, Clarence Thomas's wife. Initially, there are text messages between her and Mark Meadows where she is basically supporting any path forward to basically overturn the election that she can figure out, including ones which were unconstitutional, that she really was. That's one thing. Now you find out she was actually texting the person from Louis Gohmert's office who was actually writing the court cases they wanted to appear in front of the Supreme Court. Well, now we're getting into something very different, where the wife of Supreme Court Justice is giving counsel to people writing cases that are intended to get in front of her husband. That is a very different situation. And clearly, I mean, if you step back and you took the political parties away from that and you explain, well, here's what happened. I don't think there's a person on this planet that would say, oh, yeah, well, clearly that justice has to recuse himself. And there's some, you know, someone should be, you know, answering questions up on Capitol Hill. The reality is Republicans have circled the wagon, said there's nothing wrong. Clarence Thomas doesn't have to step down and anything like this. The same exact people want to hold Hunter Biden accountable for a bevy of mythical crimes, all based around a laptop that, if you look at, would be so quickly thrown out of a court case, there is no case. I mean, even the guy at the computer shop in Delaware has openly said people have been trying to insert things onto the laptop so that there is this quote-unquote evidence, and he's trying to prevent it. But he also says that he hasn't had full control of the laptop at times, which is then, I mean, there's not a court in the planet that even if they found a smoking gun evidence would allow it in there. It's a joke. But yet there are still people today who keep sitting and saying, oh, Hunter Biden, clearly he should be hung in the middle of the Capitol grounds. And you look at Clarence Thomas, who cares? So she talked about overthrowing the government and trying to make sure court cases got in front of her husband. What's the big deal? That's a insanely, grossly unfair system. And we could go to Hillary Clinton and her emails versus what happened under Trump. It's a grossly unfair system that has been created with, once again, masterful strategy by the Republicans, but it's far from where we should be, a functioning government.
How did I get to be the voice of reason on this program?
Oh, I'm not. Tell me how what anything I said there is not accurate.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the legalistics first. Until there is a case that actually comes to a court, it's premature to talk about whether someone should be recusing themselves or forced from it.
Well, she did, but that's not correct. The case came; those cases came to the court, and I mean, and Clarence Thomas himself said the White House shouldn't have to release documents, which once again she was compromised on. I mean, I think that there have been cases here where you can question whether or not the ruling by Clarence Thomas has been on board.
I'm not convinced that there has been a case that you can tie to her activism beyond what she may talk to him about at home in terms of their own just spousal communication. Okay. Now, if it is something where it's part of a broader plan, if it is an allegation of conspiracy, et cetera, I'm certainly willing to entertain it. But what I'm saying is, the mere fact, this is the narrow point I'm making, the mere fact that the spouse of someone involved in the public eye, whether it's as an elected official, whether it's a member of any court, that you automatically have to recuse yourself because of your spouse's activity, that's a little bit too broad. I want to know what the specific case is. I mean, it's something that people should, it's fine to raise, absolutely fine to raise at this point when you're making political points. But I think we have to, again, separate propriety from political points. As far as laptops, I don't think you're giving enough credit to, and I don't care about salacious details and things on laptops. Do not care. I don't give a whit about it. If it can be shown that the email program was not altered, if there's an ability to verify email, well, is that not, if you could, okay, forget the laptop issue.
But you just by your own acknowledgement say, okay, iPhotos, yeah, compromised. Excel spreadsheets, clearly compromised. All compromised. But the email server, we're pretty sure that's okay.
No, that's false. Okay. I did not say that. Okay. What I said was, I don't care if there are pictures of him smoking crack with hookers.
Ah.
No, I'm saying I don't care about that stuff.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying.
I was just reminiscing about my time when I was smoking crack with hookers. Go, no, please go ahead. Sorry.
And I've seen the pictures, and no one should. But the point, no, I'm not allowing that there might be compromise. No. What I'm saying is, a lot of people go down that road. Oh, have you seen these salacious photos? I don't care what a 50-year-old man is doing with hookers. I don't care. I'm talking about if, in fact, and there was at least some reporting, I think, by the New York Times and the Washington Post, allowing that some of this could be validated in terms of email. Now, then maybe you have something. Again, I don't care about the photos on a laptop. Don't care. But again, when you've got those independent outside programs, I mean, for example, I can delete an email. But I just was told, because somebody had to get their computer rebuilt here at the station, the IT folks just brought back 5 years of his email and dumped it into his inbox. Okay, so this stuff lives somewhere. If you can show me something like that, fine. But I do know, my attorney, chain of custody is huge. It is absolutely huge. And the fact that you've had some people on the right side of the political spectrum having more copies of a hard drive than Staples could possibly sell I mean, how do you trust that?
But in
fact, the original was delivered, and there's a tight chain of custody. Fine, but no one's been able to prove the chain of custody, have they?
Not at all. And once again, the guy that has it has said, "Oh yeah, people have been trying to insert stuff on the computer." And you're like, "What?" Yeah. Good luck with a court case on that. No, but you just proved my point. If there's evidence against Hunter Biden, they've been looking for 4 freaking years because, you know, let's remember Trump was trying to actively encourage some sort of scandal in Ukraine for 2 years to try because he was terrified of Biden coming the election. I mean, they've been looking at this for 4 years, like Benghazi's, like Hillary Clinton's email server, like these things where they just constantly investigate. And as you just sort of said, well, if you can eventually find something, fine. Shouldn't there be some level of bar of, okay, continue this for another 3 years? Shouldn't they have found anything? I mean, I think we can move past at this point. It's clearly nothing there. On the other side of this, on the Clarence Thomas thing, I mean, let's say Sonia Sotomayor's partner was friends with a nonprofit where the nonprofit took a bunch of government money and embezzled it and stole the money. And basically went to that friend and said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to write this case like this. Get it in front of my partner. Boom. Done. And there you go. I don't think there's a conservative in this country which would not have every vein in their head popping and saying, what? How dare this happen? And yet, even though this has not been a long investigation, and the mere suggestion of an investigation into Ginni Thomas is suggested, people are like, you are crazy. There is nothing there. Well, maybe we should apply the Biden son standard to Ginni Thomas and see if there's something there. And that's what I'm pointing at, is that we have no investigation on one side, or limited or shouted down. And on the other side, you have, you know, the constant investigation, the 10th Benghazi investigation, the 7th email investigation, the 4th Clinton Foundation investigation. And I mean, that is not a fair system. And once again, congratulations to the Republicans. They control it all. But you don't. This is looking further and further from democracy every day.
Those on the right would ask you in response, what charges have been filed against Donald Trump? Based upon all the investigations that have been done.
Sounds like they are on the verge of doing it because once again, there's a difference between trying to make up evidence against Hunter Biden or having evidence, knowing things exist, having, you know, circle after circle created around an individual to keep them safe, and the slow whittling away of that outer shell to get at it. And the reality is, as you sit there and say it, oh, we already know what happened. They clearly have the evidence. Even Liz Cheney has said there's enough here to file charges. They just haven't yet. But don't sit there and act as if you're living in a bubble. And that's the argument. Look what you just did there. You took someone who clearly is guilty of trying to overthrow the government on January 6th, heading up a complete ringleader here. And you can say, Matt, you can't say that for sure. Yeah, I can. I mean, the evidence is there. We have seen it after the entire conspiracy is unfolding before our eyes. We see what happened. But I'm supposed to say, but unless that paperwork has been filed in triplicate by noon on Thursday, yet that doesn't exist. Meanwhile, let me tell you more about Hunter Biden.
I just don't agree with you. I think you've gone too far on each extreme on it, to be honest. You're suggesting that a Hunter Biden case is a slam dunk, and I certainly don't believe that. But I also don't believe that for the very things that we've talked about for months, there are certain people who have insulation around them. And until that gets poked, and you can say, well, we've seen it. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it presented yet. I'm waiting for a committee report. I just don't think it's quite as extreme on either side as what you're suggesting.
And but personalizing it, though. I'm not personalizing. I'm not saying Jeff Stein is saying this. And this is exactly like when someone comes up and says, should Matt Gaetz resign? Well, I sure as heck wouldn't be sex trafficking a minor. And I don't condone that, but that's the end of it. And that's
you just got so close to libel. Yeah. I really need to be, you know, I'm not sure I'd take your defense. That was a little over the top.
But he's, you know, there's an allegation there. There's these things that these when you have the latest Republican say an obscenely racist thing, like the guy in Tennessee who was talking about how great Hitler was because he came from homelessness. You know, you have these things that are said. And I mean, every individual is like, well, I wouldn't do that. But where are you at when it comes to condemning it? Now, Jeff, I'm not saying that you are harping on Hunter Biden. I don't really know. I don't listen to your show. I don't think that would be something you would care about.
Well, I don't do that kind of a show.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't do that kind of show, so it doesn't come up. No,
I don't think you would do that either. And nor do I think that you are an intelligent person. I don't think you would sit there and dismiss what's going on against Trump. I think you see is what I'm seeing there. This is not the case. But when you look at the system that we have in place, the Republicans don't look at Trump. Don't look at Ginny Thomas. Don't look at anything else. Only look at Hunter Biden. Look at Hillary Clinton's emails. That's the only thing you can look at. And on the left, when you are trying to uncover a very legitimate crime that has happened in this country, the argument is, well, in the standard that they are held to basically prove that is so I mean, my God, we all see what happened. We were there. I was living when we went through that. My God, we saw what happened there. I was asking, why hasn't the military opened fire on these guys? Because that's what should have happened. But the reality is I think that's what I'm saying is we've created a system now where the right gets the benefit of the doubt. The right, you know, the standard to hold a Republican accountable in this country is so damn high that it is unbelievable. Meanwhile, someone can say, well, I think Al Franken did something wrong, and the country says, well, he needs to resign immediately. And that's kind of the argument that we're at. We're at a case where there are two different Americas right now. And I'm a little concerned.
I am very concerned. And see, this is the thing. I sit in the middle. I don't align with either political party because I think both are becoming a much more detrimental force on society than is necessary. I'll just state it that way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's my background in what was traditional straight journalism. Maybe it's my background in law. But I am not prepared to condemn based on what I see at this very moment. I'm just not. I have some real concerns about the direction of the country and people who are steering it one way or another. And I think it is going to wind up being a very serious downfall of our nation. The fact that in this, to the summative point, I could talk to someone on the opposite side of the political spectrum. They would probably make, Matt, the exact same statements you would make, but switch the names. And you study this, so you're far more informed on this than the normal gas bag that thinks they could be the next Rush Limbaugh. Okay, I mean, you study this, you're intelligent about it. A lot of these folks are hairstyles with a microphone, but and that's an image for you. But
yeah.
We have just gotten so far into personality, and as I believe Mr. Clinton called it, the politics of personal destruction. And I think that is one of the most solid phrases ever, because where are we talking about helping the American people? And that's where I guess I really have a concern about discourse, is that it's all about scoring points and nobody is talking about issues. I mean, I'll give you a very brief example. So Politico, and I don't know what you think of them. I rely upon it with a grain of salt like I would any source. They just did their first crystal ball for the 2022 election, and they've assessed every House race and every Senate race, plus a number of state races. And they've decided if it's a strong Democrat, leans Republican, toss-up, et cetera. And so I started digging a little deeper, and they've made assertions. But then when you click to the details, it says no comparison available yet, you know, like on issues. It's totally on personality. It is not based upon political stance. It's not based upon issues. It's based upon who's got the best PR team at that moment.
Well, and really quick, I got to step in because we got to get this. We got to get this break in.
Of course.
You know, and the reality is that there's, you know, I'll tell you what. We'll take a break. 952-946-6205. Jeff Stein joining us. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us. By the way, Jeff, I got to call you out. Richard calls you out, actually. He says that the argument that if Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't tampered with, then he's in trouble. That is actually, it's like, well, if there was a crime for you, guess what? You are in trouble. The question is, you could put that towards any, that standard towards anyone, and we'd all be held guilty until proven ourselves innocent. So that's a careful thing. We got to be careful with that.
I think that's a mischaracterization. What I'm saying is if the hard drive was not tampered with, you have one situation. And then you can actually examine it. We're talking about chain of custody. We're talking about any sort of an investigation. And I'm just saying if it is not tampered with, period, then you can have the proper conversation.
But I want you to go back to, and I just, because I want to make sure you get this in, and go ahead and finish up your thoughts about that political story, because I thought that was an interesting point. Because, there's a lot of people out there that do that sort of thing, that they don't go on out there and do any kind of statistical numbers analysis. It's now about who's getting the most TV talk show time. And that's not it.
That's right. And Politico does a nice job. But what they're doing is they have left. It says too soon to calculate or too soon to see if the R or the D has the edge in certain things. If it's too soon to tell that, how can you tell me who's going to win a race?
Yeah.
I mean, then it's just simply, I use my NCAA pool with more. I actually don't do a pool, but you get the point. I would take more time in studying that. So I respect what they're doing, but how about you wait until you actually, for example, how about you know who the R and the D is? How can you tell me who's going to win a race when there's a primary still pending? I just don't understand that.
Well, and I think what you can do in the argument that they make, I mean, you can always go with the Cooker political report, and that tells you the lean to the district. And you can make an argument there, but the reality is that, once again, Republicans win in Democratic districts, Democrats win in some Republican districts. Yeah. It's a hard thing to gauge, and I think the reality is that I think we need to have a reality that we're not in the same kind of country that we thought we were in. It is changed by Republican success at controlling the narrative. I would say it like that. So.
Well, I know you would say it like that, and I would say that, I multiple times a week I contemplate whether I even want to study this stuff anymore, because I'm just fed up with it.
Jeff Stein, once again, thank you very much. Hour two coming up next.